Somebody's posting spooky boogie. I think hearing Kanahana say spooky boogie is one of the best parts of that whole show. Oh, here we go. Who's this bitch on my show?
Hello. What's up, fucker?
Hey, Shava. How goes it?
That's going pretty good. I don't know what the topic is.
The topic is whatever you want right now.
Fuck. God damn it. Did you already cover the topic of tits?
You know, I'll cover tits as many times as they can stand, so it's fine with me.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Let's start with tits, because I really don't know where else to lead this into, and I didn't join with anything in particular in mind. So
surely you're talking about how bigger is better, and you know, glorious cow tits, right?
Nah, I like them all.
I actually do like them all too. It's fine.
which you wouldn't expect from me, considering literally every character I enjoy has big tits. But no, I do like them all. There is no reason to have this, you know, double, you know, this weird like war between that. Like I don't care. That's autistic. Don't
you know, autistic. There's that old picture of, I think it's Kyon from some doujin, where he's like a true breast lover, enjoys breasts of all sizes.
Yeah.
That is like the actual patrician philosophy right there, because every pair of tits has its own unique charm.
Right, exactly. Dude, you want to fondle some big fat fucking tiddly tots, and then other days you just want to lick a flat chest. Like, who gives a shit, right? It's all nice. It's all wonderful. That's the thing.
Right, because it's like the mosquito bites are more sensitive, and you can play with them, and it's good, but then the huge tits are their own utility.
You gotta appreciate the the variety of chests. There's no, like, you can only like one thing for, I mean, you could like one thing if that's what you're into, by all means, go right ahead. But I'm saying, like, there's no reason to really shit on another one, you know? There's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm thinking of, like, other than variety, but you know where I'm going with this, right? They're both good.
Yes, but I think we can all agree, that fake tits are the worst.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
3D PD is already bad, but like, if I see a chick walking down the street with silicone, I'm like, why? Like,
you can kind of tell too.
Embrace the A. It's fine. You don't need to fucking put plastic in you.
Right. And the embrace the itty bitty titty committee is.
I said I want to fondle tits, not Tupperware.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. There you go. You can't have, like, and especially if they wear something that's clearly like trying to show them off, but the fact that they are fake and non-existent, then they are only merely pretending to be something that they are not. You're already starting out with something awful. You know, you can't do it.
Oh yeah, somebody posted No Kome, the one anime I've seen where a character canonically has fake tits.
I'm gonna have to look into that. What the fuck is this?
I think that's the one with the flag choices, like Edabe, where it's like the dude, like...
Oh, this show looks like shit. What?
I had fun with it, but it is, like, hilariously dumb. It leans so straight into its concept that it's pretty good.
Alright. I'm probably still not gonna watch this, but goddamn, this looks like hot, sweaty ass. You have any other topics for me, by chance, that you just happen to come up with so I don't have to talk about tits for the next fucking 5 minutes?
I mean, look, we can talk about tits all day, but I do have another topic that I thought of shortly ago. Similar to the doujin topic from earlier, there's a lot of really fucking awesome, obscure manga that I've picked up, and, like, a friend of mine who's a manga connoisseur has slowly recommended me over the years. If you know any awesome manga that, like, no one else seems to know about, drop it on me.
Fuck, man. I don't really read too much manga in my free time. There was this one, Korean manhwa, I believe is how you pronounce it, but I'm not too sure, that I read. It was called Veritas, and it was never finished, so I can't even, like, fully recommend that. It was literally just like a... It was like a shonen fighting school manga thing, right? Except Korean, and the protagonist wasn't a bitch. He actually liked picking fights, and in any other series, he would have been the bad guy.
Interesting.
Like, it was really, really fun just to see how he'd, like, overcome his fights, and really it's just because he really wanted to kick the other person's ass.
That's
dope. I was like, I like this guy. This guy's cool. But, yeah, it was never properly finished, so...
Somebody in the thread is posting about Banana Nonana. That manga is great. I read that years ago. It used to get talked about on A. It's really sad that that got canceled, but it's really, really good. Yeah, I mean, the dude is doing a perfectly good job describing it in the thread, but it's about a chick who can control bananas, and that's her power.
Oh, that's pretty lewd.
Yeah. But it's good.
Okay. All right. That's another thing I probably won't get to, but it sounds fucking interesting. Oh, it was canceled. I wonder why.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. Okay.
Fire away.
Well, let me drop